Imagine Mark Zuckerberg sealing a multi-billion dollar acquisition, not with signatures on contracts, but with shots of tequila. This isn't just Silicon Valley eccentricity, it's an echo of humanity's oldest social technology. For thousands of years, from ancient Chinese emperors to medieval European guilds, alcohol has served as the lubricant of human connection. Our seemingly irrational love affair with intoxication isn't a design flaw, but rather a sophisticated adaptation that helped transform selfish primates into civilization builders. With over 2.4 billion active consumers globally, alcohol remains humanity's most widely used psychoactive substance. Archaeological evidence, from 20,000-year-old cave carvings to 9,000-year-old Chinese pottery with chemical traces of primitive wine, reveals just how deep this relationship runs. Why would evolution preserve a seemingly self-destructive behavior? The answer lies in alcohol's unique ability to temporarily disable our prefrontal cortex, enhancing creativity, alleviating stress, building trust, and enabling the cooperation that civilization requires. We humans occupy an extraordinary ecological niche. Unlike other animals focused on physical survival, our greatest challenge is navigating human relationships. We're defined by the three C's. We're creative, cultural, and communal beings. Our creativity partly stems from our extended childhood development, with our prefrontal cortex remaining immature until our early 20s, allowing for exceptional mental flexibility. Our cultural capacity means we build incrementally on previous knowledge, collectively creating technological marvels no individual could produce alone. Most challenging is our communal nature. We're the social insects of the primate world, capable of remarkable cooperation, yet still carrying selfish, backstabbing ape tendencies. If we designed the perfect drug for enhancing human sociality, it would temporarily disable the prefrontal cortex, induce happiness, last just hours, be easily produced, taste good, and promote bonding. Alcohol fits these requirements perfectly. Unlike drugs that work as pharmacological scalpels targeting specific brain circuits, alcohol acts more like a pharmacological hand grenade, affecting nearly everything. Its solubility in both water and fat allows quick absorption and easy crossing of cell membranes. Initially stimulating, releasing dopamine, serotonin, and endorphins, alcohol then becomes depressing, enhancing inhibitory GABA receptors while suppressing excitatory glutamate. This biphasic effect creates an ideal social lubricant, first making us outgoing, then gradually slowing us down while our livers continuously break down ethanol, temporarily disabling our prefrontal cortex without lasting consequences. Wine is the horse of Parnassus that carries a bard to the skies, declared an ancient Greek proverb, capturing the timeless link between intoxication and inspiration. From Chinese poets' Written While Drunk series to Norse mythology's Mead of Inspiration, cultures worldwide have recognized alcohol's creative power. Modern studies confirm this connection, showing intoxicated subjects outperform sober ones on creative problem-solving tasks through inspiration rather than methodical reasoning. Drunk participants mind-wander more frequently, ideal conditions for creative insight. This explains why Google maintains whiskey rooms for coding teams facing challenges, seeking what programmers call the Balmer Peak, that narrow blood alcohol content sweet spot where coding ability supposedly peaks. Alcohol's creativity boost amplifies in group settings, where it opens minds and lowers communication barriers. Economist Michael Andrews demonstrated this by studying American Prohibition, finding a 15% annual reduction in new patents in previously wet counties, suggesting alcohol-fueled social gatherings drive innovation. Trust-based relationships are crucial for human cooperation, yet vulnerable to hypocrisy, where someone can fake commitment without paying costs. We've evolved sophisticated abilities to evaluate others' trustworthiness through microfacial expressions, voice tone, and body language, making these assessments within 100 milliseconds. we instinctively rely on emotional expressions because they operate independently of conscious control, bypassing the prefrontal cortex's calculated self-interest. Since lying requires effort while honesty flows effortlessly, alcohol impairs cognitive control in social settings, making deception more difficult. This explains why in vino veritas appears across cultures. From ancient China to Greece, Rome, and Viking societies, intoxication has functioned as a truth serum. No political agreement in ancient China occurred without carefully calibrated alcohol. Germanic tribes consulted on important matters only during feasts. Intoxication allows us to cognitively disarm, laying our prefrontal cortices on the table like a handshake demonstrates we carry no weapons. The traditional narrative suggests agriculture preceded alcohol production. However, evidence increasingly supports beer before bread theories that human desire for intoxication actually drove agricultural development. Archaeological sites like Göbekli Tepe reveal alcohol-fueled feasting millennia before settled agriculture. Chemical analysis of stone vessels shows traces of fermented beverages, while wild cereal remains suggest early humans collected grains primarily for fermentation rather than nutrition. At Shubaika 1 in Jordan, researchers found evidence of bread beer production dating back 14,400 years, at least 4,000 years before systematic agriculture. This pattern appears consistently across cultures and continents. In the Americas, archaeological evidence shows teosinte, primitive maize, was cultivated 9,000 years ago, poorly suited for flour, but excellent for chicha beer. These findings reshape our understanding of civilization's origins, our ancestors' desire for intoxicants that temporarily suppress prefrontal cortex activity may have been the catalyst for settled agricultural life and complex societies. While alcohol fosters social connection, it also threatens social order. Across civilizations, alcohol has been viewed ambivalently, essential for diplomacy, yet potentially destructive. Alcoholism affects 1.5 to 5% globally, causing 88,000 annual U.S. deaths and costing the economy $249 billion. Two developments have intensified alcohol's dangers: distilled spirits and private consumption. For most of alcohol's 9,000-year history, humans consumed only weak beers and wines in socially regulated settings. Traditional safeguards existed worldwide. Greek symposium hosts controlled wine dilution. Japanese Shinto rituals included monitoring intoxication levels. Modern drinking has become dangerously disconnected from these traditions. Practical moderation strategies include using smaller glasses, alternating with non-alcoholic drinks, and treating spirits as a separate, more dangerous substance. Southern European cultures offer protection through integrating moderate drinking with meals, while America's relationship with alcohol creates what anthropologist Jason Trons calls a cultural trifecta almost perfectly designed to encourage abuse among youth. Jesus' first miracle, turning water into wine at a wedding, highlights alcohol's fundamental connection to human sociality. Our desire for alcohol isn't an evolutionary mistake, but an adaptation serving important social functions throughout history. Alcohol's cognitive effects elegantly address the challenge of getting selfish, suspicious primates to connect with strangers. While non-alcoholic alternatives sometimes work, we must acknowledge that occasional excess serves a purpose in human society. Well-timed collective intoxication forges powerful group bonds at weddings, religious ceremonies, and cultural festivals. We should move beyond both evolutionary hijack theories that view drinking as merely maladaptive and outdated moral judgments about intoxication. Today's technocratic climate often deems anything that doesn't increase lifespan or productivity as categorically bad. Yet as the ancient Homeric hymn to Dionysus teaches, few recognize him as a god, but only those who do retain their humanity. Embracing intoxication's role in human life, while respecting its power and dangers, is essential to maintaining our full humanity. In a world obsessed with efficiency, we need to remember that controlled abandonment has been crucial to human social life for millennia.